We made it. Happy Friday, everyone. Let's finish this week strong. Welcome to CNN 10. I'm Coy. Lots to get to, so let's get to it. First story takes us to the largest country in the world, where Russian President Vladimir Putin made an announcement Wednesday in regards to the ongoing conflict that started in February when Russia invaded neighboring Ukraine. Since then, cities destroyed. Thousands have been killed. Millions more have been displaced. While the war is criticized by officials around the world, President Putin maintains that he had no other choice but to begin what he calls a special military operation in Ukraine. In recent weeks, though, Ukraine's military has recaptured large amounts of territory, and that has changed many people's expectations of how this war might end. In response to those Ukrainian gains, President Putin on Wednesday mandated 300,000 Russian citizens join the Russian army, prioritizing people with training and experience to join first. Following the announcement, there were a number of reactions across the country.
I don't understand what's there to fight for. Why did we invade Ukraine? I'm against it. No. I'd rather go to prison. I won't fight for this government.
If I receive a draft notice, I'll go. To defend the honor of our country.
More than 1,300 people were detained across Russia on Wednesday for participating in nationwide anti-war protests. And there were reports that demand for flights out of the country increased. More now from Matthew Chance, senior international correspondent who takes us on the ground in Russia, where we hear more from Russians as they watch it all unfold.
It's a partial mobilization that risks fully mobilizing Russian opposition to the Ukraine war. In the wake of Putin's escalation, there have already been scattered protests across the country. But it's possible public sentiment will further sour as more Russians are told they'll have to fight. You always feel worried at moments like these, says Denis from Moscow, because you have a wife and kids. I wouldn't want to leave them, he adds, in case something happens. This is not a defensive war, says Nikolai. Nothing is threatening our territory. Calling for reservists now is unnecessary, he says. For the Kremlin, there's a risk this indignation could erode Putin's support even further. As long as it stayed on the TV screens, not affecting their daily lives, many Russians have gone along with Putin's Ukrainian disaster, what he calls his special military operation. But in the wake of dramatic military setbacks, all this has suddenly become very real, with the Russian leader announcing an immediate call-up of hundreds of thousands of men to bolster his depleted forces.
To protect our homeland, its sovereignty, and its territorial integrity, to provide safety for people in liberated territories, it is necessary to partially mobilize citizens.
It's just reservists and those with military experience at the moment, but there are concerns that could be just the start.
10-second trivia. Since the ratification of the Bill of Rights, how many additional amendments have been added to the Constitution? 7, 10, 15, or 17? Go on and give yourself a big pat on the back if you said 17. The most recent, the 27th Amendment, was passed in 1992. All right, now, if you haven't noticed in the couple short weeks I've been with you, I love taking our team to track down people who are doing incredible things, picking their brains, then sharing that awesomeness with you in hopes that it might help you on your journey. So come take a trip with me to Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes, to meet a high-level adventurer named Emily Ford, inspiring others through her outdoor education and advocacy.
Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. Countless glacial lakes and streams dot the landscape here. But today, I'm starting with the greatest lake, Superior, along the sparkling North Shore. And I'm meeting up with local adventurer, Emily Ford.
When did you first know that the outdoors was meant for you?
I mean, from a young age, I would just go off in the woods all day long.
We're hitting up some iconic spots around Teta Gooch State Park. 9,000 acres of pristine wilderness, miles of hiking trails, and glorious waterfalls.
Oh, it's a fighter too. You got me.
We're like two little kids splashing in the baptism river, turning over rocks, looking for slimy creatures.
I was having a blast, but
the littlest dude in the world.
I soon learned that for Emily, this was child's play.
Dig, you want to tell them how cold it was this morning?
It was negative 35 degrees.
Her solo hikes of staggering endurance are legendary. With the help of her trusty sled dog, Diggins, she was the first female to complete the grueling 1,200-mile Ice Age Trail in winter.
And north wind. Nobody needs you.
Trekking solo in sub-zero temps through Wisconsin.
It's day 59. We're still in the tent. Got a little wet last night.
Her journey is the subject of a documentary called Breaking Trail.
There's a place up ahead. Hard to tell where the trail is, though, hey?
And Emily hopes that through her achievements,
it's beautiful,
she can inspire other men and women of color to discover the healing power of nature.
So this can be such a safe space out here, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you too deserve to be, like, have your reset and experience all this stuff as well.
Emily wanted to show me another great place nearby, perfect for a reset. So we drove a few minutes down the road.
This has got to be one of America's best-kept secrets.
For sure?
Yes.
I guess it's a secret. It's, like, not a secret to us who live here, but I guess...
Right.
I mean, look at this. Would you be like, oh, this is the Midwest?
No. I don't know. I feel like we'll see a dragon flying over there.
Totally. I mean... Like the Loch Ness Monster coming through here somewhere.
Mean, yes.
Palisade Head, formed from lava over a billion years ago. It's been whittled down by erosion and glacial collisions, leaving us a stunning perch over Lake Superior. But there is more to see. 300 feet of elevation drop and a short ride away, we found a sandy, black beach.
This is not your cookie-cutter beach.
This otherworldly stretch of shoreline is comprised of leftover mining debris that was washed ashore.
Now, I read somewhere that this sand sticks to a magnet, so I gave it a shot.
You want to see if that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's awesome.
Look at that.
For 10 out of 10 today, we're bringing you a sweet story from a record-breaking ice cream shop in Arizona. The family-owned shop called Snowcap served 266 milkshake flavors in just over an hour, breaking a Guinness World Record for the most milkshake flavors on display. They had to try, as you can imagine, all kinds of unconventional combinations to reach that many. We're talking peanut butter and onion ring. We're talking banana and chili. How about orange and fish burger? No thank you. They even had nacho flavored. Not your average run of the milkshakes. Now, special shout out to all of your teachers out there. We see you inevitably incredibly creative as they feed you your English, your social studies, science, and mathematics, and they choose to get you your news from CNN 10, and that's fantastic. Happy Friday. Also special shout out to you, Prep Malines High School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go Wildcats! Thanks for subscribing and commenting at youtube.com/CNN10. I'm Coy Wire. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful weekend.